Is daf is daf mem hey. We got to around 8 lines down from the top, 3 wide lines down. That is, the Gemara says, Ahu Avda, 2 das. Ahu Avda, there's once an Eved Kanani, De'arik mi'chutz la'aretz la'aretz, he fled from chutz la'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Ozel Mare Abasre, his master followed him into Eretz Yisrael. Also, the Kamedi Rabbi Ami, so he wanted to try to bring him, retrieve him back to chutz la'aretz. So he went to Rabbi Ami to ask for some advice, what he could do to bring him back to Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Ami responds back, Amar Leih, Nichtov Lecha Shtar Adame, write him a shtar that he's going to redeem himself. V'kasev Leih, Gita Dechirusa, write 2 documents. Remember, we've always been addressing, there's a Dine Mamon aside and a Dine Isser. So write a shtar Adame, give him a Kinin Mamon from himself, and also write him a Get Shichur for the Kinin Isser. So he says, too bad, since he's in Eretz Yisrael right now, you can't take him out of Eretz Yisrael anymore, and he goes free. V'lo, mafkin ilay minach, and if you don't write him these sharos, I'm going to, on my own, be mafkir him, free him, with my own capabilities. How? Midir b'chi achi b'rabi Yoshia. B'achi, son of Rabbi Yoshia, held that you're allowed to remove him forcibly from the master. Why? The Tanya of the Braisa says, quoting a pasuk in, this is a Mishpatim, I think, Lo yashvu bartecha penyachti oscha li kis. I'm reading the rest of the pasuk. Kis avod esel hehem ki hilechal mokesh. Don't let the shiva ha'amim, the 7 nations, when Eretz Yisrael, rather when Bnei Yisrael was entering into Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, they are warned here in the pasuk that don't let the shiva ha'amim stay in Eretz Yisrael because they're going to cause you to sin because they were worshiping avodah zara. So the Gemara goes on to say, so yachal bovid kochav min shekibalav shul avodah. One might think not only does it refer to those who are worshiping of Avodah Zarah, but perhaps even those Goyim who took upon themselves not to worship Avodah Zarah, they too must be chased away from Eretz Yisrael. Tamalomer lo saskir eved el adonav asher yinatzel elecha meim adonav elecha meim adonav is part of the pasuk. So what does it mean here? So it says don't lo saskir, don't close, don't take the eved. Don't bring the Eved back to his master, who he was saved from. Meaning, if an Eved, rather if a guy, were to run away from his master, which is Avodah Zarah, don't force him to go back. So if he's willing to accept upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah, you should let him stay in Eretz Yisrael. Don't chase him out of the land where he might go back to worship Avodah Zarah. So we see the only individuals who have to be chased from Eretz Yisrael or be killed are those going who are actually currently worshiping Avodah Zarah. But those who are no longer worshiping Avodah Zarah can remain. So the Gemara says, so my tekante, what is the, what's the fix here? What does that mean? My tekanto. So, imcha, yashabikibacha. What could they do? With you, the pasuk continues with you. Let them stay. Let them stay within you, within Eretz Yisrael, because they took upon themselves no longer to worship Avodah Zarah. Okay, that's the initial brisa. So we haven't gone to the full statement yet. So, kasha leather biyoshi. Rabbi Yoshi had the following question. Hai me'im adonav, me'im avav mi'bailev. When the pasuk says, don't force the Eved to go back to his master, it should really go back to his father. If we're referring to Avodah Zarah is not referred to as a master, it's referred to as a father. Avinu Shebashamayim, our father in heaven, a god is referred to as an Av. There, Avodah Zarah is referred to as an Av. Why does it say Adonav? We also know that Hashem is referred to our master. But this is the kashi Rabbi Yoshi thought. He thought it would be more appropriate to use the lashon of Aviv as opposed to Adonav. So what's the drash of Adonav? So Ella Amar Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Yoshi therefore concludes, B'mocher avdo l'chatzar t'chas medaber. We're not referring to Goyim and Avodah Zarah. We're referring to Avadim, not Goyim, but Avadim going to Chutzlart. Which means if an Eved flees to Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to kick him back to his master who's in Chutzlart. So that's Rabbi Yoshi, what he thought was shot here in the pasuk.
First he thought that Adonav is running away from Avodah Zarah. And he's saying, no, it's not, right?
Well, they said no, right, initially Avodah Zarah. But the problem with Avodah Zarah is it should have used the language of Aviv. Aviv
right,
is more Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Adonav is not Avodah Zarah.
Right.
So therefore it's taken literally to mean an Eved and it's Adonav. That if an Eved runs from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael, we don't have him go back to Chutz La'aretz. So that was Rabbi Yoshi's understanding, and we're still not done yet. Comes along now, V'kash Leil Rabbi Achi, Rabbi Yoshi's son, Rabbi Achai, Hai Asher Yinatzel Lecha. So the pasuk that says that was saved to you, it should say, Asher Yinatzel Me'im Chami Barley, from you, saved from you, that they were spared from you chasing them out. So that is also not so precise. So what does he learn from the fact that it says, Asher Yinatzel Lecha, that was saved to you? So Ella Amar Rabbi Yachi, Rabbi Yoshia, be'eved shebarach michutzlart la'aretz hakas medaber. So he tweaked his father's drash a little bit and says, wasn't where the eved was sold from michutzlart to Eretz Yisrael. It's where the eved ran to you. He was saved. He ran to you for some hatsala, and that's what we're talking about here. So what comes out is there's a mefurish pasuk that says an eved who runs from Eretz Yisrael to chutzlart goes free. So going back to the statement, again, there's a certain Eved who ran from Chutz Lartz to Eretz Yisrael, and that master looked to Rabbi Ami for some advice what to do. He says, nothing to do. The Pasuk clearly says, an Eved who runs from Chutz Lartz to Eretz Yisrael gets freed.
But he has to pay for it,
he says. No. He has to, Eina Hanami, wait, who pays?
Says, the Eved has to pay for the money, no? It says, Nichtav Shar Ad
Admin. And initially, that's his initial suggestion, but it sounds like if he doesn't, he still gets to go free.
Yeah, I mean, he has a debt. He doesn't have no guarantee. But it seems that he has to do first. He has to write the shtar that he owes him the money, and then he's freezing. But eventually, if he gets any assets, he'll have to pay for himself.
So I guess the question will be: is that only the maskana? Because Rabbi Ami says, first write him that he owes you money, and if you don't write him that, then I'm going to let him go free. It sounds like go free for nothing, maybe.
No, it seems to me it says write him that. That he owed you money and God
read
him
against Shechrin. Right, no, that's the initial point.
Right.
And what Rabbi Ami says, if you refuse to do that, though.
Yeah, then, I will let him, yeah.
Right, let him go for any
right.
money or no?
No.
Right, so that's what I'm saying.
That's
right.
A knas.
Is that a knas? It sounds like a pasuk. The pasuk is using a drush. It sounds like that's really the din.
It looks like he's threatening him. Meaning it's not really like...
Maybe. Right, he's threatening him to use that pasuk.
Right.
Not as a penalty, but as an avenue of, again, not a penalty, I don't think. The question is, will he owe him money at the end of the day? Let's see. Yeah, that's what it says here. The conclusion of the Masifta, at least.
Yeah.
He says, the best thing to do is write him that he owes you money. And if the master refuses to do that, then I'll let him go free without any money.
Right.
That's the psak of the Rambam, apparently. And the Miri and others. There's a big discussion here. Gemara now says, Tanya Kota Braisa, Tanya Idach, another Braisa that says, Lo Saskir Eved El, don't know if that pasuk we were talking about before, Rebbe Omer Bilokeach Eved Amnas L'Shachraro HaKasub Medaber. It's talking about a situation where a person, I say, I'm willing to buy your Eved from you, on condition that when I buy him, I'm going to let him go free. That's what he thinks the pasuk is referring to. If I buy the Eved, I should not let him go back to be a Eved, because that was the condition. That's a very specific case that the pasuk is referring to. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what's exactly, what are the, really the details here? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Dekasav Lei Hachil, he writes the following, L'chshiyakichacha, when I will buy you the Eved, Hariyasmecha Kani Lecha Me'achshav, you will be free from now. This is a very, very different drush than we used above. Above, we were talking about a Eved running from Chutz Lartz to Eretz Yisrael. Now we're referring back to referring to a very different case of a particular type of acquisition where I'm willing to let him go free the moment I own him. Morna has another story of Chizta Arakla Avda LeBeik Husay. Rav Chizta's Eved ran away to Beik Husay. Rashid Beik Husay was in Chutz Lartz. Rav Chizta was in Bavel. So from one place in Bavel to another place in Chutz Lartz, Beik Husay Lechor is a place of the Kusim. So Shalach Lehu, so Rav Chizta sends to the Kusim, Hajr Lehu Neli, please return my Eved back to me. Shalach Lehu, they send back to Rav Chizta, Lo Taskid Eved El Donav. The Pasuk says, don't send the Eved back to his master. We're not allowed to. It's a first Pasuk. Remember the Kusim, the Tzedukim more so, were very makbud on the reading Torah Shavach Sav. So the Pasuk says, don't send them back to the Adam. So then we'll read the parentheses, even though normally we don't. Let's read it here, because I think Rashi did have such a girsa. Rashi says, Shalach Lehu, so Rav Chizta says back, but V'chein Tasa L'chamaro, V'chein Tasa L'simlasa, V'chein Tasa L'chol Aveda Sachicha, the Pasuk says, that you have to return back in Aveda. And this is my lost object, you must return him. They said, you have a very good taina. But Chalchulah, but they sent back to him, V'haksiv, lo saskid, Eved, al adonav. But another pasuk says, limits it. Maybe every Aveda with the exception of an Eved. An Eved is the example that we don't, to the exception that we don't return back to the master every other Aveda we do. And this is the Eved we're talking about. So Shalachulahu, so Rav Chizta says, no, you misunderstood the pasuk. Kahu be'eved shebarach mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. That pasuk is specifically a case, not any Eved who runs away, rather that's an Eved who runs from Chutz Lartz to Eretz Yisrael. This case is from one place in Chutz Lartz to another place in Chutz Lartz. It doesn't fall in that category of this pasuk. Uch the Rabbi Achiv, Rabbi Yoshia, who have we learned above? Okay, so Gemara wants in. So that was the response. We're not really told what happened in the end of the day, whether they gave in or they didn't give in. But the Gemara says, "My shnah the shalach lu kider biachi bar Yosha." Why did he say? Why did he quote his drasha? Mishum de mashmelu kray. So what does that mean? Mashmelu kray. So Rashi explains here the mashmelu kray. Pashti the krahachi mashmelu tfei. This is the simple understanding of the pasuk. It's referring to going from chutzlart to Eretz Yisrael. V'hein ain't a shomim ledivrei chacham. Like we said above, that kusim and tzedukim didn't listen to the Torah Shabbat Baal Peh. That's why he didn't learn like Rebbe. Rebbe was the opinion above of the Tani Idach, what a very interesting drasha. That was a drasha. But Rabbi Achi, Rabbi Yoshua is more Pashup Shat. That's why he used his statement, because they agreed to Torah Shabbat Chassav as reading a Pashup Shat. Again, whether he got his Eved back, we don't know, but that was part of the dialogue. Gemara now says, Abai Irkis Lehu Chamra. Beikusai. Abai lost his donkey or ran away to Beikusai. Shashalachlu sends to the people Beikusai. Shadur Huli, please send it back to me. Shalachule Shalach Simano, you need to have a simon. What's the simon that it's yours? Shalachlu, so he sends back the Chivra Kresai, that his stomach, the stomach of the donkey, was white. Shashalachulo, they sent back to Abaye, Ilav de Nachmaniat, it had not been Nachmani. When Rashi explained, which means, Yuklomar Makir and Anu Bechasha Chasid Atavlo Mishtishaker. You know, you're a Chasid, a well known Chasid, Tzaddik, and you won't lie. Had you not been Nachmani, Lo Havid Mishadir Lai, Nalach, we wouldn't have sent the Chomer back to you. Atu Kuli Chamer Lav Krisayo Chavrin Chnenu, all donkeys have a white stomach. What kind of simon is that? Every single donkey has a white stomach. But since you're Nachmani, since you're Abaye, and you're a big Nam, on a big chassid, will trust you to send it back. And the new Mishnah tells us now that ain't poldin es hashvuin yesal kedei demehim b'pnei tikkun olam. A person should not redeem one who's captured more than the value because of tikkun olam. The Gemara will explain exactly what's the tikkun olam. Very, very important halacha l'maisa when it comes to prison exchanges and redeeming people from captivity. But there's a tikkun olam. There's a limit. There's a cap. How much money a person should spend when it comes to redeeming someone from captivity. Then the Mishnah says, "Vein mavrichen es hashvuim mipnei tikkun olam." You don't have them run away. People don't try to remove them from captivity because tikkun olam, which we'll see what that means in a moment in the Gemara. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer mipnei takana shvuim, because of the benefit of the shvuim, which means those shvuim that are in captivity. If one of them runs away and the other one remains back, that one who remains back will likely be tortured. So because of that, it's not a good advice to play games with the terrorists. The Gemara says now, Ibailu, hi mipnei tikkun olam. What exactly was the meaning of tikkun olam when it says, don't redeem the shvuya more than it's worth? Does it mean mishum duchka de ditzpurhu? Because it's going to be a big strain, a financial strain on the tzibur, having to collect the funds, the millions and millions of dollars to collect to redeem this individual. O dilma mishum delo de garvi v'laisi tfei. Or it's going to serve as an incentive for them to capture more people. If they're going to make a lot of money in ransom in capturing and selling back, so they're going to do it more and more. So better not to negotiate with them at all, and then this way they'll stop. Is it because of duchta di tzibur, because the tzibur can't handle it, or is it because it's going to get them to do more? So Gemara says, Tashma, the Levi bar Darga, parka lebarse, betleiser alfa dinar zav. There's an individual by the name of Levi, and he had redeemed his own daughter for 13,000 gold coins. Sounds like a lot of money. So we see that it's permitted, that one's allowed to redeem for a lot of money, because it wasn't duchka di tzibur. He acted on his own. It wasn't always financial strain. The person has the wherewithal to redeem the person, then they're allowed to. And it's not because of we're concerned that they may capture more. So the Gemara says, how is that a raya? Amar Abaye, man leimolan de beratzon chacham avid. Whoever said he acted with the ratzon chacham? Maybe he acted on his own. Dilma shelo beratzon chacham avid. He didn't act in accordance with the chachamim. And therefore, from that mice alone, there's no raya how we paskin when it comes to redeeming prisoners in war. Okay, this is the starting Gemara. This is the Gemara. There's Gemara here, Gemara in Babasra, that talks about Pidyon Shvuim and how it's a mitzvah rabba. But again, the question is, how do you view this in terms of money, ransom, in terms of prisoner exchanges? This is the source. So there's interesting Tosas on top now. Tosas writes, the Loligre Velaisi. It's going to, according to that mandam or that sad, that if you will redeem this person for a lot of money, you will get them to capture more people. So it says, Tosas v'hat detani b'perek na'ar marasa gemorang subis nishbeit v'hayab mevakshim imenu ad asar b'dameha. So let's say they capture a woman, a wife. So they ask for 10 times her worth. Pam rishon poda. So you're allowed to poda her one time. 10 times the amount, that sounds like a lot of money. Shouldn't there be a concern that it's going to get them to capture more people? How could we allow that there in the Gemara Ksubas? So the Gemara says, Shiny Isha Dihavi Kigufo, Yos Mibito Dehacha. So interesting. It ends up being that for one's own wife, then you're allowed to redeem for a lot of money because Isha Kigufo, you're saving yourself. It's much different than one's own daughter. One's own wife, you can spend a lot of money. That's a special exception when it comes to wife. But for a person, we never allowed a person to redeem himself, because then a person will give unlimited funds for himself to be saved. For a wife, there's some limit. Isha kagufo, but there's going to be some limit. You want to stay, save some money for yourself. By one's own self, we won't let him redeem himself from his money.
I think it's the other way
around. Other way around, yeah? Exactly. By Isha kagufo, we do. But for himself, we won't allow him to do it, because for himself, he'll spend all the money in the world, you know?
That by himself, they didn't make a takana, that he can give everything he needs. Maybe I'm wrong. Seems to me he's saying that on his own person, he didn't make a takana.
They allow him to.
Yeah.
They allow him, because a person wouldn't give up all his money for himself.
Right.
Okay, I think you're right. Okay. Now let's go a little bit further than Tosos. Now let's finish the rest of Tosos. Verbi Yoshua ben Chananya de Parki lahu tinok b'mamon harbe. There's a ma'aser later on in Maseches Gittin daf Nunches where there's a young child of Yeshua ben Chananya had redeemed for a lot of money. So why was that permitted? Doesn't it say it's aser here? The fi shehaya muflag b'chachma. He apparently was aware that he picked up that this little child was a prodigy, and when it comes to a muflag b'chachma, one's allowed to. Inami b'shas churban habayis l'shayach de lo ligrive. Or perhaps the Shas Churban, when this event happened, there's no concern because they were going to capture people anyways. It wasn't changing their whole approach anyways. So anyone you could save, you should really take advantage of. Now, in terms of that answer, the first one of Muflag B'Chachma, there's a famous story of Maramar Rutenberg who was taken in captivity and they wanted to redeem him. And they said he refused to let himself be redeemed. But he says, but you're Muflag B'Chachma. He said, I'm Muflag B'Chachma, back and forth. And he ended up not being redeemed because he didn't think he was considered Muflag B'Chachma. In the jail, yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so this is a very, very important sugya. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, "V'ein mavrichan es ha-shvuyim b'pnei tikkun ha-olam." Rashbag omer b'pnei tikkun ha-shvuyim. You shouldn't try to have them escape. Don't escape jail. Don't escape captivity because either because of tikkun ha-olam or because it's going to be a problem for those shvuyim who are left back. So, my benai, what's the nafkamina? If there's only one, there's no shvuyim who are left over, there's one individual who's held captivity, he can escape on his own because there's no one else that they're going to take the revenge on who's left behind. But because of mipnei tikkun olam, that might cause them to, they're going to get angry and get more people and try to capture more people, then one shouldn't even escape even if he's by himself. That's the nafkamina. Moral has a very interesting story now. It records the Ban Seder of Nachman. Yeah.
I think this is talking about help.
Yeah, exactly, helping, right. Exactly. Don't escape,
right.
Or don't help escape, because it's going
right.
to...
Because then other people won't suffer. Right.
Exactly. Right. Okay, the Gemara says now, quotes an interesting story now of the Ban Seder of Nachman, the daughters of Nachman, Bachshan Kedera B'Yadahu. They would mix the soup with their hands. Put their hands in the soup and mix it. And the initial understanding was that they were Tzikani Yosein, says Rashi. They must have been Tzikani Yosein, they were able to do this, that they were protected from any pain. However, there's one individual, Kashalei, the Rav Elish. Rav Elish, Rav Elish, how do you pronounce his name?
Elish.
Rav Elish was troubled by this Maisa. He didn't think that there was such tzidkanis, because the Pasuk says, it says in Koheles, Ksiv Odim Echad Me'elaf Matzasi, one of 1,000 men I found to be a tzaddik. However, V'isha B'chol Eila Lo Matzasi, says Shlomo HaMelech, but I didn't even find one woman tzidkanios among the thousands of women. So how could this be? So how to deal with that in general is a big problem. There are probably more women who are tzidkanios than there are men tzaddikim. But either way, based on this pasuk in Koheles, he found this hard to believe that such anyone with a tzaddikis that she's able to
more
move mix it. What?
More men who think they're
that's true. It's like Marsh Bahayika Ban Seder of Nachman. But what mean the doors of Nachman were tzidkanios? So goes against the pasuk in Koheles. Shlomo HaMelech was wrong. Chas v'shalom. Says the Gemara, Garmulu Milsa, something had happened. Vishtabian, they were taken away in captivity by some men. Vishtabi Ihu Nami Badai, and he too, Rav Elish, was taken away with them as well. They are all held in the same prison. Yomachad, the one day, Hava Yosef Gave Hahu Gavra, the Hava Yoder Belishna de Tzipur. One day, Rav Elish was sitting next to a man who knew how to speak bird language. The birds were coming along. Asa Urva, the Kakarle, a raven came along and started chirping. So Amr Leh, so he asks, the translator, my kamar, what is he saying? Amr le, the raven says, Elish Baruch, Elish Baruch, Elish, run away, run away, here's your chance. Amr Urva Shikraha, so says Rav Elish, I know that ravens are liars. It connects to the sugyas of Noach and the Gemara's and Erevin about this. I know they're liars. Velo Semichna Alayu, I don't trust them. Adahachi Asa Yonah, then came along a Yonah. But Kakari, and he starts to chirp. Amr le, so he asks the translator, my Kami, what exactly is the Yonah saying? Amr le, Elish Baruch, Elish Baruch. The Yonah says, run away, Elish, now's your chance. Go run. Amar Knesses Yisrael Kiyona Misile. Misile is lashon of a mashal, a tough switch with a shin. It's a mashal that Knesses Yisrael is compared to a dove, a yona. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that. That's why when who is it? Rabbi Elisha was running away from the Romans with his tefillin on, and and somebody flew away as a bird. Why the Afka Yona? The Gemara says because Knesses Yisrael is compared to a yona. So it's compared to Yonah, therefore I trust him. Shema mina. So Rav Elish concluded from here. Misrachesh li nisa. Right now is the chance that's going to be a nace that's going to happen to me. So Amar, so he says, Ezel achse bonte. I'm going to grab the doors of Rav Nachman and take them back with me. Ikaimen behemnusa hadrinu. If they're still following Yiddishkeit, so then I'll take them back with me. I'll return them back. Amar, so he says to himself, Nashe kol mila dieslo sadrin lahadade bebes kise. So women always talk in the bathroom, based on the Gemara elsewhere, actually, that women are supposed to talk in the bathroom, because since they're out in the fields and they're by themselves, it was very dangerous for them to go. Men could be around and raping them. So women would go as partners, the Gemara says, go together in groups. So they still have such a minhag. They go to the bathroom and they talk in the bathroom. So he went to the bathroom to listen. Shema'ino the Kamran, he heard them saying, Adi Guvern, Venarda Guvern, our captors are right now our husbands, and the people, our husbands in Hardai, are also our husbands. We have two sets of husbands now. Let's say to our captors, let's distance ourselves from our cities in Hardai. This way our original husbands won't redeem us. Let's run away somewhere further. So this is what Rav Elish heard. So come Arik, he ran away by himself. He wasn't going to take them because they certainly weren't standing strong in their Yiddishkeit. They were not Sikanios. So he ran away and took that translator of hers, the one who knew how to speak bird language. They ran away. Lididei, it's Rachesh Leinisa. To him, he experienced some nesap at him, and he was saved. And Avar B'mavra, he's able to cross over a bridge. He escaped. But who Gavra, Ishkachu V'kalu, they caught up to the other guy, the bird speaker, and they killed him. Ki Hajin V'asin, when he came back, when he returned back home, Amar Havuka Bechashin Kidra Bechashin. Ah, so what's Pshat, the Bun Tidr of Nachman? I found out they were not doing it because they were Tzikanios, they were doing it because they were doing Mechashefa, some type of witchcraft, which allowed them to mix the soup with their hands. Okay, interesting story. Okay, the Gemara now quotes the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Vein Lochin Svarim Tfilin Mezuzos Min Ha'ovde Kochavim Yosa Akadei Demem. When you're trying to redeem Stam from Goyim, don't pay more than they're worth. Why? Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Again, that's the theme of the parak here, because of Tikkun Olam. What's the Tikkun Olam here? So Rashi says on the top of Mem Heimer Beit, Mipnei Tikkun Olam. Either because it's going to be a big financial strain on the tzibur to pay for it, or if the goyim are seeing that they're making money off this, they're going to steal more sefer Torah and sell them on the black market. So Gemara says, "Amar le Rav Budya le Rav Ashi, yesel kadei deman hu dein lokin." Only when it becomes more than the value of the sefer Torah, let's say $50,000, whatever they're going for now, you can't pay $80,000 for the sefer Torah. But if they're the value of what they're going for in the market, then you can buy them back. So shma mina, sifrei Torah shenim sabiyad of the kachavim the karin ba. So we see from here that if you find a sefer Torah in the possession of a guy, one is allowed to read from it. So dilma lugudas, how do you know? Who said you could buy them in order to read from them? Maybe you're supposed to buy them in order to protect them and put them in geniza so that they have the proper kavod. So there's a raya that you can read from such sefer Torah, but we're supposed to buy them from them. What to do with them? That's subject to a debate. Summer of Nachman, where Nachman says, Nachtinan sefer Torah shekasum min. If a min wrote a sefer Torah, the din is a yisraf, you have to burn it. There's no kedusha to it. Some level of kedusha, you have to burn it. Get rid of it. Rashi says, why? Yisraf divadai l'shem avodas kochavim kasu. It was l'shem avodazara, and the din, when it comes to avodazara, you have to do sreif, you have to burn avodazara. Then the Gemara says, kasu ove kochavim. Let's say a goy wrote the sefer Torah. Yignaz, you have to put it in geniza. Let's say nimsa biyadmin. Not that they didn't write it, but you found a sefer Torah in the possession of a min. The halacha is Ignaz, you have to put it in a geniza, because you're not really sure if they wrote it or didn't write it. Maybe they wrote it, and it would require sreifa. Or maybe they only found it, but some Jew wrote it. Let's say, Nimsa biad Ovid Kochavim, you found the Sefer Torah in the possession of a guy. You don't know who wrote it, though. Amrila Yignaz, some say one is supposed to do geniza. Amrila Yikorimbo, the others say read it. So Rashi explains, why do you read it? Why would you read such a Sefer Torah that's found? The guy says, I found the Sefer Torah. So one opinion thinks you can actually read from it. Why? You don't know who wrote it. So Rashi explains, Vamrilei Korin Bo, the Sfek Sfeku, what's a double suffix? Shema Yisrael Kasu, perhaps a Jew wrote it. Vim Tim Salomar Hu Kasu, let's say the guy himself wrote it. Shema Limchol Yisrael Kasu, Lo Shem Avo, this Kochavim. Let's say he wrote it with all the proper
Kavanas,
but all you have to have Shema. Is that the Shema, some level of Shema, and the text is right, then there's a reason you can actually have it, use it.
Is that in Halacha that?
That's what it sounds like. I wouldn't advise it, but that's what it sounds like, yeah. Toast has a different shot here, but that's...
very soft in China.
Yeah.
Well, now China is expensive, but
it's thinking a new business.
So Rashi says because of sex faker. Tosa says because of Rove. Most likely, if Sefer Torah that was written was likely came from a Jew who wrote it. He found it in hand, unlikely a Chinaman wrote it. So it's safe to assume that it's from a Jew, and therefore you're allowed to read it. Gemara says now, a Sefer Torah, Shekosvu Oved Kochavim, Tani Chad Yisraf, V'tani Idach Yignaz, V'tani Idach Korim Bo. We have a three-way machlokas here in Brises. If a goy were to write a Sefer Torah, one opinion says to burn it. This answers your question. One opinion says to read it, and one opinion says to hide it, to bury it, rather. So, lo kasha, no question at all. Hod the Tanya Yisraf, the one that says you burn it, is Rabbi Eliezer, he damar, stam machsheves ovid kochavim lavodes kochavim. This is a very relevant lach when it comes to shchita, the Gemara in Chulin, that a goy would shecht an animal, we assume it's for avodah zarah. Here too, so when they were to write the Sefer Torah, it's for avodah zarah, and that's why you burn it. But hod the Tanya Yignaz, the opinion that says to put it in Geniza, haitan who it's the following Tana, the Tani Rabbi Hamanuna, bread Rava mipashrunya, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Shekosvan, Min, we'll take that out, Umasar, Umasar, Ovid, Kochavim, Ve'ebed, Isha, Ve'katam, Ve'kusiv, Yisrael, Mumar, all those individuals who were to write a Sefer Torah, Psulin, Shenemar, Ukshartem, Ukhsavtem, you have to tie the knot of the Tefillin, and you're supposed to write it. What's the connection here? Kol Sheyeshne V'Kshira, Yeshne V'Ksiva. Anyone who's chayv to put on tefillin is chayv, or really not chayv, but his subject is allowed to write it. The chol sheinim b'kshir, those who do not have a mitzvah of tefillin, einim b'kshir, are not allowed to write it. So all those individuals who are listed, a woman, women and a guy and an eved, all these katan, all these individuals are not supposed to wear tefillin, so too, they're not allowed to write it. So even though they write it, it's not necessarily for avodah zarah, so you don't burn it, but it still is disqualified. Why have to put in Geniza? Because all the Shem HaShem require Geniza. And how the Tanya Korimbo, in that opinion that thinks you're allowed to read from such a Sefer Torah that was written by a guy, Hi Tanahu, it's the following Tana, the Tanya Lochin Tzvarmin over the Kochavim B'chol Makom, you could buy Sefer Torah from Goyim wherever. Uvavad Sheyeksuvim Kilchasan, as long as they follow all the halachas. There's one says such a sofer, a guy should sofer in Seidan who would write Sefer Torah. V'hitir Rashbag likachmen, you're allowed to buy them. So Gemara says Rashbag ibud l'shman bay k'siva l'shman lo bay. Rashbag requires that the ibud l'shma, that the cloth has to be made l'shma, but the writing doesn't. So to answer your question, there is no l'shma. You don't need l'shma according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us that sipan zav o shitala len or behema tmeya. So let's say you were to wrap the boxes in gold or some type of leather skin of a pig, for example, it's psulos. Or behemoth Torah ksheris, but if you were to use a kosher animal, it's kosher. V'afa pishlo ibn l'shma, the Tanakh doesn't require l'shma, who cares whether there is ibn l'shma or not. But comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, afil or behemoth Torah psulos ad she'avdan l'shma. Even a kosher animal skin cannot be used until there's l'shma. So we see from here, he requires ibur l'shma, but he allows a goy to write it because he does not require ksiva l'shma.
It seems that he's talking about the batim, right? Not about the cloth.
Yeah, the batim. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. See, does Rashi say? I think it's referring to...
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
Right. The Sefer Torah would be kosher no matter what.
One sheet.
Yeah, according to Rosh Hashanah Gamliel.
It seems like we don't pass this way. Just from the Amishpat, it sounds like we pass that you would have to bury Gniza, not necessarily burn it,
right.
but Gniza. So the Gemara says now, I want to do a Tosas in a second, but there's a good Tosas to do, but I just want to read a few more lines. Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Beger Shechazal Asur. So was this all a question, by the way? I think he's answering a question now. This is all a question, yeah. So again, so what's going on? So again, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel requires Ibn Lishma, but doesn't require Ksiva Lishma. It sounds doesn't make any sense. Certainly you should require Ksiva Lishma. So this was not a statement before. This was really a question. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel Beger Shechazal Asur. A guy who returned back to Rashi Beger Shechazal Asur Ra, he went back to his old ways. Even though he was converted and he really is Jewish now, he went back to worship of the Zara and violating all the Averas. But he knew the requirement of Ksiv Lishma, so that's why we trusted him. So Gemara says, wait a second. Lesuro Koshkin to have a min. Now if he goes back to his Ra, his bad ways, he's a min. And we said above that a min's not able to write it. Not only cannot write it, but if he does write it, we actually burn the Sefer Torah. So that can't be the case where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel permitted a goy to be a sefer. So Amar Ravashi Shechozer Lesur Mishum Yira. No, he was forced by his old family to return back because out of fear of them he returned. But really, he really trusted, he really thought he was Jewish, he knew he was Jewish, and he really thought that the Judaism was the right religion. So he kept the halachas, but that was all but sinna. But for Hasu, he was keeping the old ways because he was scared he's going to be killed. Okay, let's do a few more lines before the Mishnah. I'll do the Tosfos, then we'll do the Mishnah. The Braisa says, Tana Rabbanan Malin B'demein Ad Kedei Tarpak. So you're supposed to pay for the Stam, the Sifrei Torah, up into the amount of the Tarpak. What's a Tarpak? So Gemara says, Am I Tarpak? Amar Rav Sheshes Istir. It was an Istir. Rashi says, it's a Sela Medina Sheminas Shebesela Tzuri Dehainu Chati Dinar. Half a dinar. Okay, that's the sum of money. That's how much money a person should spend when it comes to redeeming back the Sifrei Torah.
That's additional to the value, right?
Oh, that's above it, yeah?
No, you know, it's at Kedei.
Yeah, I think so.
No, but Mosifim Alarkam. No. It's Ma'alim Dimeyim.
Ah.
So it seems that you have to pay the value and you can add up to a Tarpa.
That's within the range, though. It's not considered more than Dimeyim. Even though it is, it's still there's a certain margin of error.
Right.
So that's what we permit. Okay. So then the Gemara says, Hahu Tiyasa, there's once a Yishmaelis, Rashi says, Daisi Chaisa de Tfilo Lakame de Abai. She had a pouch of tefillin. So Abai says to her, Amala, you have Sili Resh Resh Bitamar. I'll give you a date for each pair of tefillin. Imali Zira, she was filled with anger. She didn't like this deal. Shakle Shadisinu Benar, she took it and threw it into the river. So he says there, you shouldn't have been so disgraceful in front of me. How's that line go? What do they say it means?
Because it seems that
he made them look cheap.
He made them
look worthless. He said,
uh-huh.
I might as well throw
them
away.
Right.
Give me a couple
of days. Uh-huh.
Okay, he should have offered a little more than one day.
A way of negotiation.
Uh-huh.
Never offer too low.
Okay.
They might not take you serious.
Okay, let's do this Tosus here. Tosus Dibur Maschil Kol Shiesh Makshir. It's a well-known Tosus, very important Tosus. So the halacha was that anyone who is chayv in the midst of tefillin is allowed to write it. And those who are not chayv in mitzvah tefillin are not allowed to write the sefer, the tefillin, such as a katan, or a woman, or an eved. So it says Tosos, Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam, De'ein Isha Ogedes Lulav Vosa Tzitzis. A woman, therefore, is not allowed to put together the lulav, and she can't put together the tzitzis, ki given the lob mifkadesh, and she's not chayv in the mitzvahs. Same idea. Only those who are chayv in that particular mitzvah are able to make the mitzvah. So she can't wrap the lulav together. Ve'ein Nir, it says Tosos, I disagree with Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara Menachos tells us why are goyim pater from wearing tefillin. The darish bnei Yisrael vasu v'lo bo v'ni kochavim. We only exclude goyim from this pasuk. Michlal the isha ksheira. It sounds like that a woman would be allowed to make tzitzis. V'armina nami sukkas ganvach k'sheira b'perkam de sukkah. We said sukkas ganvach is permitted. What sukkas ganvach? So the Rosh Hashanah stands for goyim, nashim, I forgot the other two. But one of them is definitely nashim. So we see that a woman can build a sukkah, and she's not excluded from making tittis, and the chor she should be allowed to also put together the lulav. So v'dafka b'sivrei Torah tefillin mezuzos tichsevu k'shartim u'chsaptim darshin hachi. No. In general, a woman can build and put together any mitzvah that they want. There's a special exception, a special gzeiras kasa when it comes to the world of stam, sivrei Torah tefillin mezuzos, that's where they're excluded from. But it's not a generic statement across the board that they cannot perform any, cannot make and build any mitzvahs.
Because u'chsartim goes to men, is that what it is?
Exactly. Only men are chayiv in tefillin. So ukshartem uchsaftem is a special drasha that mitzvah requires who could do ksiva, only those who do kshu. There's no other drasha throughout the rest of Shas, throughout the rest of the Torah, that has such a drasha. So therefore, in general, women are allowed to put together mitzvahs, even though they're not chayiv in those mitzvahs. That's machlokas Rabbeinu Tam versus Tosfos. Okay, let's read this one last Mishnah, even though it's really part of next daf, and at least the Gemara will be, but let's read it anyway. So Mishnah says, Hamotzi es ishto mishim shemra, a woman is a divorce. The man divorces his wife because of a motzi shemra, some bad rumors going around. So the law is lo yachzi. He's not allowed to ever remarry her. Once that's the ground that he's divorcing her, some znus was going around, some rumors. Lo yachzi. He can never remarry her. Mishum neder. Let's say he hears that she makes all these nedarim and he can't handle all these nedarim that she's making, and she divorces her. Exactly. The law also is lo yachzi. Does not. He's not allowed to remarry her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol neder sheyadu bo rabim lo yachzir. He says only a neder that's known by the rabim, that's the only type of neder that he cannot be machzir. Because the halacha is that a neder made in rabim, there is no hafara. But if it's a neder that's not known to the rabim, where hafara is permitted, then you would be allowed to remarry her, even though the initial divorce was based on neder. Again, so Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol neder sheyadu bo rabim lo yachzir v'shelo yadu bo rabim yachzir. But if the rabim don't know about it, he permits one to remarry that wife. Rabbi Meir Omer kol neder shetzarach akiras chacham, any neder that requires some inspection by the chacham, the loch is lo yachzir, because it's going to create a whole. The Gemara is going to explain the concerns here. Now, let's say he divorces her based on those grounds, and then she gets remarried to somebody else. And then he says, had I known I could get out, the divorce would be undone. So it turns out she got married to the second man unrightfully, because the divorce is paka mimela. So anytime you say, listen, if there's some type of reason you're divorcing because of a neder, because of shemra, you can never go back. There's no being closer. Your get is final. Even if you have charata later on, it's no, it doesn't make a difference. Be sure that you want to divorce her, because there's no going back anymore. So that's what's going on between all these different opinions here. So if there requires a chakir's chacham, you can't be chozer because of the possibility that this chacham made a mistake. And you find out from another chacham later on that really the case was different. But if it's a situation where she ain't a tzar chakir's chacham, where it's so obvious, whatever the case was, then the lach is yachzir, and he can remarry her. There would be no charata there.
I think according to this, it seems that the key is if the Baal can make her or not.
That's part of the right.
When it says kol neder sheterech hakiras is that the baal cannot be mefer, and the chain of terech hakiras chacham is that the baal can be mefer. That's what it seems from.
I see that exactly. I see that in Rashi. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar lo asur el zel b'vnei zeh." This is only asur because of that. What does that mean? Says Rashi here, the first wide line down, "Lo amr asu zeh." Meaning, when there's a need for Chakir's Chacham, there's no concern of Kilkel. He can't say, oh, had I known a Chacham would have looked into it, I wouldn't have divorced in the first place. No, what do you mean? If you went through a Chakir's Chacham in the first place, there's no regret. You tried, you attempted to go through the Chakir's Chacham, and there's no way about it, so your divorce is final. So the only reason why that was asur when the case of Chakir's Chacham is because of a case of when there was no need for a Chacham and the Baal himself was able to be mefer, we're concerned that one might lead to the next. In other words, they asured all cases of Nidarim, even though one case didn't require it. And then finally the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, Betzidon, Be'achad, She'amar, Li'ishto, Konim, Imeinai, Migarshecha. So he says to her, the Gemara will explain all this means, but he says, there's going to be an Isser Neder if I will not divorce you. The Garshan, he divorces her. V'tirlo, then they permitted him, Chachamim, Sheachzirenu, they permitted him to remarry her, Mipnei Tikamolim. Okay, so I think we should review this Mishnah tomorrow again as we see it go along with the Gemara.
There's a lot of.
So it's probably worthwhile to go through this Mishnah again, though,
yeah,
with the Rashis. Looks like a quicker duff. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
Because it seems that Rabbi